Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah de masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah de masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye farma gaye hai رسول مکرم, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک, یہ نعمت خدا کی طہارت کا پرچم, طہارت کا پرچم, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, فضاؤں میں عقد نکاح جلوہ گر ہے, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, مبارک 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 ہو پہ ہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے, گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے, امیدوں کی نکہت بہار مجسم, بہار مجسم, نہ رقص و طرب ہے نہ لہو و لعب ہے, نہ رقص و طرب ہے نہ لہو و لعب ہے, یہ شادی ہے پر رونق و رش کے عالم, یہ شادی ہے پر رونق و رش کے عالم, نکاح دے مسنو.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yes, it's time, and of course for our program, The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Rafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, my beloved engineer, of course, Brother Bonface, and of course our beloved senior Ustad who will be joining us shortly, inshallah. Today being the 2nd of Shawwal, 1443, which is also the 4th of May, 2022. I just want to welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM. Hope you guys had a beautiful, splendid Eidun Sa'idun yesterday. And I want to welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I hope you guys had a beautiful Eidun Sa'idun as well too. But of course, everything goes back to normal. And of course, today is the bliss of marriage from now to 12 o'clock. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. I want to welcome my beloved Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Let's go to a anonymous Ustad from Escort. She says, Mufti AK, I am earning a fixed salary. Does my husband still have to give me spending money? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, before I respond to the query, we need to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Anytime today, read 2 rakat Salatul Shukr, and it is Wednesday between Zohar and Asr, our du'as are accepted. So, for example, after Zohar Salat, you read 2 rakat Nafil Salat, voluntary Salat, to thank Almighty Allah for all His recurring bounties, favors. Ramadan Mubarak came and it's gone, 1443. Eid al-Fitr came and it's history now. But we must continue thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the wasila baraka of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon us. Similarly, we need to thank all those people who are sponsoring our programs and so forth. So our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and Company, and our Ansar group and international, all of them, the directors, and our Radio Sirius FM, mashallah, our brother Faisal Asmal and his beloved son Yusuf Asmal, and as Maulana Arafat mentioned, a belated now Eid Mubarak, and that is Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum salih al a'mal. Whatever good we did, whatever little bit good we did, may Almighty Allah accept it on our behalf and your behalf as well. Now we come to the question. Here there are 3 different issues. Number 1 is this. My sister, the day you were born, so all your expenses were upon your father till the day you got married. So, and after you got married, now all the expenses will be on your husband. He can't tell you that because you are working, you must pay the rental, or you must buy the food, or you must buy the clothing for the children, and so forth and so on. Yes, voluntarily, without him imposing upon you, you on your own accord, you go and buy things for yourself, buy for your children, buy for him, or buy for the house. So that's fine, but nobody has the right to impose it and make it mandatory upon you. So that is one issue. Second issue is this, jeb kharj. Jeb kharj means that pocket money. You see, when we used to go to school, you know, I'm speaking the early 60s and so forth. So we used to get tiki first. Tiki is 2.5 cents. Then it went up to 5 cents. Then it went up to 10 cents. Then 20 cents. So if like Eid came and all that, 50 cents, 1 rand, 2 rand, like that. That time was a lot of money, you know, barkati barkat. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this. So this is a moral obligation, akhlaqi farze. So yes, your husband, according to his means, he should give you. See how many things you did for him. Just take this Ramadan, that you were cooking, you were preparing, you were looking after the children, looking after his valuables, looking after his worms, fancies and desires. So one lady, but how many portfolios? So we, the husband, should know, beside the things that are compulsory, so we must also spend more. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, equity, justice. So therefore, when I perform the marriage and the nikah, I always remind the husband, see, today you gave your wife the Kruger coin, the Mahar Fatimi, 20,000 rand. But my advice to you, every week, every month, whatever you can, easy for you, then without your wife asking or expecting, tell her, oh honey, this is the money, and you will see your marriage will flourish, inshallah. And that's exactly what Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Tahaddu, tahabu, that give one another gifts and it will generate mutual love. Because husband, wife, there will be sometimes ups and downs, disagreement. Look at the wisdom Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dwagain. Because the hadiyah, the gift, remember, it removes the malice, the rancor, the hatred, all that. But one point I want to clarify. Now you, sister, you say you are working and earning and receiving a fixed salary. If you are working from home and then you are not compromising on the Sharia, so that is fine. But if it means you are going out, interacting with the man, and then you have to wear a dress code and discard the parda and hijab and all, or you you are, you must remember, you know, interacting or doing haram things, violating the Sharia. So you must remember your going out and the dress code and all that Islamically is unacceptable. We must always promote the Sharia and the divine code and defend the Sharia. And for the woman in Islam, whether I like it or you like it or you don't like it, the place for the woman in Islam is at home. Surah 33, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 33. So we need to be very clear on that issue as well.
There's a listener saying, Ustad, that my husband has been constantly on his phone. He has been messaging till midnight. Then he says he has found someone else and he's in love and he will move out. I didn't react and said, okay, and I went to sleep. Now he says it is a joke and he chose I don't love him. Please note he does have a past of cheating. Do I take him seriously, Ustad?
Remember, he's playing mind games. This is what the men normally do. Obviously, we don't say every husband, but we will definitely say most husbands or many husbands do this. They will do the unda danda. They will go flirting. They will go committing adultery. They will go busy with other women, somebody else's wife or somebody else's daughter and what have you. And when they are caught out, then they will make you the wife. You will feel guilty and so forth. So you know he's guilty, according to your question. So now he will turn the whole thing around, the blame game, and blame you for it. Now you will start wondering, thinking that, yes, maybe I am guilty. No, you must remember, you must tell him that he has become khabis. This is the Quran words and terminology. Surah 24, Surah Nur, and therefore our mother Siddiqa bint Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Beti Sahib Zadi, the Ladli of Siddiq Akbar, Sayyida Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, she used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur, teach your females, your mothers, daughters, wives, sisters, chapter 24, there are so many social issues there. So your husband has become khabis. You say he's got the past of cheating. Now again, Ramadan just finished and he's busy with the phone and he's chatting with women. Did he read Fajr Salat this morning? No. If you sleep 12 o'clock at night and you're busy chatting and all that, 90% you didn't read. So already second day after Ramadan, second Shawwal, the Ummah is fast asleep as the one person sent the message. One moon comes and the masajid mosque get full, and the next moon comes and the masjid is empty. So we can see it this morning. I went to the masjid, half the crowd is missing already. So for Fajr, Bala Shaitanu fi udhunay. So the shaitan urinating in their ears, and this is authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, Quran teaches us Surah 24, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 26, Al الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات, which means that the impure woman for the impure man and the impure man for the impure woman. So that's where he is. So you, my sister, you are tayyiba, you are pure, you are chaste. You must tell him you have forgiven him in the past and you did it all for the sake of the children and so forth. But if this continues, then you will have to walk out or he will have to walk out, and then this might end up in talaq and divorce. Talaq, divorce always will be the last resort, not the first option. But you can't continue living with immoral person, male or female. All might Allah always protect us. And for all of us, me, you, all of us, read the following dua. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, hassin, ha, sword, noon. Allahumma hassin, farj. Ya Allah, fortify and protect my private part. So these are the things. People, today democracy, people can have affairs, people can, Adam can sleep with Eve, Adam can sleep with Steve, so Madam can sleep with Eve. So everything goes. you know. So this is the curse of democracy and so forth. Remember, so in Islam, for fornication, 100 lashes for both parties in public. And for adultery is the death penalty. There are no two opinions on this issue. So we need to be clear on these matters here.
Subhanallah. Who said there's a brother from Pretoria. He says that you know him quite well. And he wants to know, Mufti Sahab, that I do give maintenance to my wife every end of the month, 10,000 rand. But because of Eid, yesterday it was Eid, she's making a big noise about it. She says that no, it's fard, husband must give the wife Eid. Could you please just clarify this, brother in Pretoria, Ustad?
My sister, when your husband is giving you 10,000 rand a month, so I mean you should be making shukr. People are not even getting 1,000 rand a month and so forth and so on. And now you are demanding that he must give you more because of Eid. This, my sister, is called nashukri. This is called being ungrateful, unthankful. See what the Quran Kareem teaches us. La in shakartum, if you are grateful, la azidannakum, then I will be the one, Almighty Allah states, I will increase my bounties and favors upon you. You see, the non-Muslim, we call them kuffar, kafir, kuffar, like that. But for me and you Muslims, we say kufran. Ka, fa, ra, alif, nun, kufran. Kufran means to be ungrateful. So Almighty Allah uses the word, wala in kafartum, if you're ungrateful, inna azabi lashadid, then surely my punishment is very, very severe. So therefore, sister, apologize to your husband, tell him no, it was a mistake, and inshallah, when he comes to his senses also, and remember, without you asking, he will give you something. First, you must ask Allah. Always say and read. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he renovated, refurbished Masjidul Aqsa, and thereafter, hadith in Sunan Nasai, he begged Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi Habali Mulkalla Yambaghi Li Ahadim Mimbadi. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom, you will not grant and give anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. So read the Asma'ul Husna, chapter 7, verse 180. Oh, Almighty Allah commands us, invoke Almighty Allah with his beautiful names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, man hafidaha dakhal al-jannah, man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. You memorize the wonderful names of Allah, the 99 names. You look inside and read it. You go to paradise. All authentic hadith. So read, ya wahhabu abundantly, sister. Allah will soften the heart of your hubby, and he will say, oh my poppy, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, oh honey, take this money. You see? So without you asking, so don't demand, sister. That's wrong.
Subhanallah. There's a brother, Ustad, he says that I was told to send a message always when you on air, Ustad. His name is Brother Kirk. Kirk, K-R-K. He says that John Stian Hasen, he's gone to visit Ukraine. Why hasn't he visited Palestine? Brother Kirk, Ustad.
My brother Kirk, thank you for listening to us and sending in your query. Our programs are such that you can ask any question you want to regarding Islam. We will answer you, inshallah, God willing, that without any fear and favor, and we will not be compromising on, remember, what we're going to say. My brother Kirk, I presume you are a South African. You are about 35, 40 years old. You know South African politics. So you know Stian Hasen is who? He's the leader of the DA. You know the DA are 100% pro-Israel. And remember, they have very strong ties and close ties with the apartheid rogue regime of Israel. So how is he going to visit Palestine? So you remember, remember when they, the Jutlas, the Jews, they want to wipe out Palestine from the surface of this, from the surface of this earth, you know. I mean, if you just look at their occupation, do you see, go see Palestine in 48, go see Palestine in 67, go see Palestine now, but remember, Almighty Allah has a system, my brother Kirk. When people think they're right on, you know, the threshold of victory, Almighty Allah then pulls the carpet from them. And that is, remember, in the noble Quran, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So when they forget the advices given to them, then Almighty Allah opens the door for them. And when He opens the doors for them, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, they are very, very happy with what they are given. America is with them, Europe is with them, they use the veto of the Americans to their benefit and advantage. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَى, suddenly then we punish them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ, and then they become very, very disillusioned, they start losing hope. If you look at the current crisis, what is the current crisis? My brother Kirk, go to chapter 6 of the Noble Quran and verse number 44. Chapter 6, verse 44. And go read it and see. So now the current crisis is this. The foreign minister of Russia spoke about Hitler, whether he's got Jewish blood in him or not, and so forth. The battle and the discussion and debate rages on, and the Jutlas and the Jews and Israel are furious. They're demanding an apology and so forth. But let me tell you this, Kirk. Let there be one mistake from Israel. You know, I don't know how much you know of Middle East and politics, geopolitics. If you know what is Syria, we've been there 3-4 times. So there is a base there, a big base of the Russians. It's called Tartus. And remember, if this Israelis mess around there with the Russians, remember, Israel will get such a threshing from them, from the Russians, that they'll forget the day they were born. So that is what we are hoping for, that Russia is defeating America currently. Russia is defeating, remember, NATO, Europe, and Israel directly, indirectly, must be very careful. So we hope and we pray that one day they will be. I'm no supporter of Putin. I use the term, they all are haramis. Harami means a whole lot of bees. Whether it's America, whether it's Israel, whether it's who. To us Muslims, they all are bees. And all are haramis. There's no two opinions on that issue. But we will support Putin now, because you must remember, Israel wants to treat the Palestinians worse than animals and third-class citizens. And you see America also, how they treat the blacks, how they treat the Muslims. You see in Europe, simple example. If I had to interview the Steinhausen, what is his name?
Steinhausen.
And so I'll ask him one question. Steinhausen, you went for a fact-finding vision there, you say. Sorry about that to Ukraine. So why don't you ask this question? What was Ukraine's agenda against Russia? And what did America do and tell them to do? They wanted to extend and expand NATO, use that Ukraine as a launching pad to attack Russia and so forth. And remember, weaken Russia. Putin got wind of it. He's got very good intelligence. And he laid into them and a preemptive strike. If I am Putin, I'll do the same thing. So you must remember these type of things. So you need to, and what you should do, my brother, study the article of John Pilger on this topic. So remember, as far as the DA goes, they are 100% pro-Israel and they anti-Palestine. And that is, we all know about that. See, I give you a simple example. You must remember, in South Africa, we know what is apartheid. So go to a previous previously white area, right? White township and so forth. So it's a posh area, smart area, and Durban, or yeah, Johannesburg, or Pretoria, or whatever. Then we Muslims start moving in there. Now we are 100 families plus minus who moved in there. Now we want a mosque. So who will be the people, you must remember, to raise the biggest objections? The ANC, I got you, I object on many of their things. They will not really object. The EFF, sorry about that, they won't object. The people will object the most on the mosque being built at the DA. You must remember that. And their track record speaks like that. So therefore, to reach the Steenhuisen must go to Palestine. My brother Kirk is a pipe dream. They will go and talk, you must remember, to Israel. Before Steenhuisen, they had that African leader. So you must remember, I just forget his name. He went to Israel. He met Netanyahu, all these type of things. So you must remember, that is what they keep on doing. So that is the history of the DA, my brother. So that is our response to your query.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. I see Brother Kirk says, thank you so much, AK. Brother Kirk, Ustad.
You're welcome, my brother. Keep on listening. Keep the dial on.
Ameen. My mother-in-law says that she can't tell her children anything, even if they are wrong, Mufti Sahab, because she plays the victim. What's the punishment of a mother who doesn't guide her children, Ustad?
Remember, parents, father, mother, parenting is a very, very important factor, component in Islam. See, I give you one Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 66, verse 6. Write it down. Make a note of it, every parent. Chapter 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa alikum nara. Eh, iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places Almighty Allah has used this phrase, ya ladhina amanu. Oh you who believe, that save yourself and your children, grandchildren and family from the fire. So you are going to compromise with the truth, and because you don't want to tell them anything, as long as they give you money, I'm sick, I need this. So they will continue with their vices and you will just be the observer for your own selfish needs and so forth. So as a father, mother, you have done a great disservice to Islam and to yourself and to your family as well. You have to monitor, observe everything with love and compassion. You have to tell them, your children, what is right, what is wrong. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam taught us, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyya. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Every one of you is a shepherd, and every one of you will be questioned regarding your flock. That your child was born ma'asum and innocent. Now he became baligh and mature. How come he joined the drug gang? How come the daughter ran away and then she got pregnant and ran away with a non-Muslim or Muslim boy and so forth? So all this is happening in our society because the parents give so much freedom to their children. The parents are not fulfilling their role. They are not the good example for the children. So yeah, my mother, with due respect, remember you are not fulfilling your responsibility, rather you are shirking your responsibility, and that is a major, major sin in Islam. Allah Jalla Wala help us and guide us all to the truth.
Somebody says, my husband passed away, and when everybody sees me, they say you must be missing him. He was such a good person, but they don't know Mufti Sahab. I caught him having an affair. He asked me, who did I tell? But no, Molana, can I tell them his secret or must I hide it, Ustad?
Remember, my sister, that now your husband has passed away, you, your children, all of you should be reading the following du'as and supplication. Surah 14, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents. parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established and so forth and so on. Second one, you should be reading chapter 59 verse 10, and that is, you must remember Surah Hashr in the 28 Jews verse 10, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us. Ya Allah, that you forgive them. And the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so taught us, La tasubbul amwat, don't go and swear and abuse the deceased now. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ أَفْضَوْا إِلَى مَا قَدَّمُوا. They have reached already what they sent forth. His history now. You want, your iddat is finished, you can settle down. But don't go now and say he had an affair with this lady, he went here and did this, maybe he had a haram child also and so forth. Leave all that, make sattari. So cover his sins and then Allah will cover your sins also. So that is my advice to you now, especially he has passed on. So inshallah people are thinking good of him, so inshallah Allah will forgive him, Allah will forgive you. And you should just say Ameen, very good, as long as people are speaking good, is fine. So you know all the secrets, so just keep it like that. The more you are going to expose him, then remember Allah will expose you as well. Yes, when people are alive and they violating the Sharia, organizations violating the Sharia, then it's compulsory for us to expose them. That is called Amar bil Ma'ruf Nahi anil Munkar, to command the good and forbid the evil. So in this case here, my sister, you, your children, and let the family, everybody continue making dua for the deceased. We also make dua, we don't know who he is. Dua, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all the marhumin, all those who passed away with Ameen. Iman and Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
22 minutes to 12 o'clock, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. I wanted to ask Ustad regarding the sixth fast of Shawwal. There are many, many listeners who have qadhas left to start. What's the masla? Should they keep the qadha first, or maybe important is the sixth Shawwal of the fast to start?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. He has a unique feature and distinction. He was the first host of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Master alayhi salatu salam arrived in Medina Munawwara after the migration and hijrah. He's buried there in Istanbul. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu warda. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama Ramadan, who kept all the fasts of Ramadan. So now we had 30 fasts, so you kept all. Thumma adba'ahu sittam min Shawwal. Thereafter, then you keep the six fasts of Shawwal consecutively, intermittently. You can start today, next week, after 2 weeks, whatever. Then kana kasiyam iddahar is like a person can fast the whole year. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Therefore, we all agree it is sunnah. However, you, my sister, you must five fast this Ramadan because of your menses. Five is just example. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. So you first have to keep the qadha, and then you worry about the six fasts of Shawwal. If you're going to keep the six fasts of Shawwal, remember, it's like you giving charity but not paying your debts. So where's the logic in that? Obviously, it's wrong. Then you get the sharpshooter. He wants to look, or she wants to look for loopholes. Say, okay, tomorrow is Thursday, and now I will make intention of qadha and six fasts of Shawwal. So that is not permissible according to majority scholars. Some Shafi'i scholars and that, they give permission, but majority say no. It must be done separately. Remember that. So my advice to all of you will be, first you worry of your qadha fast, and then you worry about the six fasts of Shawwal, so that we need to get our priorities right as well.
Listener says, my daughter got fixed, Ustad. She wants to know that when should I perform Hanikah, Ustad?
Very good, mashallah, that you got fixed up, and now in Ramadan or just on Eid day, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let all our children, sons, daughters, grandchildren, get good and pious spouses and so forth and so on. So remember, in a case like that, you must be reading daily now, especially today, Wednesday, between Zohar and Asr, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, for example, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that will be the coolness of the eyes. So read that abundantly, inshallah. Now, when must you get married? My advice to you will be this month. Yeah, Shawwal. Today is already the 2nd of Shawwal. Yeah, by us in South Africa. You go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa. And most countries of the world, it's already the 3rd of Shawwal. So 10% has already passed now. You know, it's going so fast already. So why must you get married in Shawwal? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha states, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah to me took place during the month of Shawwal. She, our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha, had no children. So she would encourage her nephew, nieces and family members that get married in Shawwal, get married in Shawwal. And which day? So today is what? Wednesday, right? So next week Wednesday will be the 9th, and then Thursday will be the 10th. So subhanallah, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha's nikah to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place on the 10th of Shawwal. And if you want a reference of this, go open the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, and that is Mirqat. Mirqat is the book commentary written by Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah. So that will be the best day. And if you can't manage the 10th, then any time in Shawwal. So you make that intention of sunnah and so forth. It's very good. I myself, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I got married once, alhamdulillah, and that on the 10th, you must remember, of Shawwal. And then we went to Pakistan and so forth. So therefore, we will really encourage, you must remember the Ummah, and mashallah, our Maulana Arafat, Fridays between 10 and 30 has a program for nikah announcements and so forth. So all of you, your daughters, your sons, your grandchildren getting married, send a message now, 084-786-3132, and inshallah, that is happy occasion, especially for this month of Shawwal. And remember two other things, Mustafa, hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah, that you must announce the nikah, and waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the masjid and so forth. No hotel business and civic center and all that. So we must have our foundation firm and strong, then everything will go good, inshallah al-aziz, barakallahu fik.
Ustad, salatul tasbih, is it authentic, Ustad?
100% authentic. You must remember, if you want to know the ahadith on Salatul Tasbih, go to Tirmidhi Sharif, go to Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, all. Today you will get some of the Salafis. Salafis, they are those characters. You must remember that what they say, we only follow Quran and hadith and so forth and so forth. And they like Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. I met Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. And I've got many, many of his books. So I'm challenging the Salafis. You say that no, Salatul Tasbih. Why? Because this Sheikh said this Sheikh said it. That Sheikhs don't mean nothing to us. You must remember, when it comes in opposition to Hadith. You know Abdullah ibn Mubarak, go study his profile. Say Abdullah ibn Mubarak is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Every day in his latter portion of his life, he used to read Salatul Tasbih, one. Second one is this, every book of hadith, the 6-7 books, famous books, his name is mentioned without jarah. Nobody criticized him. Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, all. And remember that if you open Targhib wa Tarheeb by Allama Munziri rahimahullah, so in the first volume, Sahihu at Targhib wa Tarheeb by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, rahimahullah, where the hadith of Salatul Tasbih is discussed, he evaluates it and he writes sahih. So what more dalil you want and evidence you want? So 100% Salatul Tasbih is part of the teaching, preaching of Islam, and anybody rejects it, imma jahilun or mutajahilun, or person who doesn't understand Islam, either is ignorant or he's behaving ignorant to curry favor with his sponsors because they don't want to upset, you must remember, the Saudis or whoever asked for sponsoring them. Today, it's shocking. I sent it to you, Maulana.
Tuesday.
So in Bin Dawood, you understand, there in Makkah. So if you look at the bottles and all these things there, so that are stacked up there. So even if it's not alcohol, it looks like 100% alcohol. And the name also is very, very doubtful. So imagine in the holiest place, Makkah Mukarramah, in a big supermarket like Bin Dawood, all these type of things are being sold. Did not Nabi alayhi salam say, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, that leave that which puts you into doubt and offer that in which there's no doubt. Therefore, we say the de-Islamization is taking place in Saudi Arabia currently. You must remember, if you look at their Eid celebrations in Jeddah and the fireworks, all haram. But all this has the blessings of the government. You must remember that. And you're making big dua for Khadimul Haramain Sharifain and Waliyu Ahadihi. But these are the bigger shaitans who are allowing all these type of things to happen. So therefore, you must remember that we say in this day, we're speaking of this day and this age, if you want salvation, then follow Quran Sharif, follow the Sunnah Mubarakah, follow the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, the Awliyaullah, and the four schools of thought. You're going to leave them, then remember you go astray. And I challenge the Salafis to prove me wrong. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's greatest student was Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah is one of his famous students is who? Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote a book which I have, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba'a, refutation and rejection of those people who follow any school beside the four schools. So what more dalil and evidence you want?
Somebody says here, Ustad, that Mufti Sahab, I am having a problem falling pregnant. What du'as can I read, Ustad?
No problem. For Allah is no problem. Why are you worrying? Now write down. You ready? Write down. Maulana will send you the podcast and so forth. If you're on our group, inshallah, my brother Suleiman or my brother Bonface, they will prepare the podcast and inshallah in the afternoon we will send it out to you. So start writing down. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi Salatu salam is very old. And now he cries, he petitions Almighty Allah. Write down Surah Yasin, Surah 36, the Surah after Surah Yasin, Surah Swafat, Chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring, normal offspring. Both translations work there. See, Allah says himself, Surah 14, verse 39. Allah blessed him first with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, his honorable mother Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Thereafter Allah blessed him with Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam and his mother Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. Chapter 14 verse 39, he's making shukr. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali alal kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. Oh Allah, despite and notwithstanding my old age, you bless me with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Inna Rabbi la sami'u du'a. You are the one who listens to the du'a. So you must read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Abundantly. Second example, Nabi, very old. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, wife also very old, Alisha. So you must remember, he cries to Allah. Open chapter 19, Surah Maryam. He's speaking to Allah. وَهَنَ الْأَذْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَأَلَ الرَّأَسُ شَيْبًا. Ya Allah, my bones are gone weak and brittle. My hair is gone grayish and whitish. I want a son, Ya Allah. Not because of money and assets. In Anbiya prophets, there's no inheritance of wealth and so forth. But must continue with a mission and message. So he cried to Allah. What did he say? Write down, make notes, my sister. Chapter 21, verse 89. Surah 21, verse 89. Surah Anbiya. Rabbi la tadharni farda. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. Wa anta khairul warithin. You are the best one to grant heirs. Allah blessed him with who? Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, whom the Christians say John the Baptist and so forth. Said another dua he read. Who? Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. Chapter 3, verse 38. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me such pure, chaste children. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Verily, you are the one who listens to the dua. So how many duas you got? Three. Chapter 37, verse 100. Chapter 21, verse 89. Chapter 3, verse 38. Chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. So read that abundantly. And the last one, you and your husband must read all this, and that is istighfar. Chapter 71, Surah Nuh, verses 10, 11, 12. That Allah says, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Yumdidukum bi amwali wa banin. Allah will bless you with wealth and children also. Such children will be good children. These are the worldly benefits. And the rain will come. Make special dua for Port Elizabeth. They are dams. Ah, you must remember 14% only in Port Elizabeth. So remember that this we have to manage. I mentioned this in the news and tell everybody, make dua for them, and everybody should be reading istighfar. Ya Allah, yursilis sama alaykum midrara. Send rain towards Port Elizabeth, otherwise everything is going to fall apart. Allah protect us. Wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa banin, and wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Allah grants you Jannah and paradise and the streams and the rivers of Jannah. So you got five dua, sister. You tell us next year Ramadan what happened. Inshallah, you will have the nice bundle of joy. Ameen. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, my wife secretly married an employer at her work because she wanted a talaq, which I refused to give her. Molana, is she sinful, Ustad?
Remember, if she's married to you, how can she marry somebody else? If she marries somebody else, that is zina. If she's sleeping with that person, or whatever else, they're touching, kissing, all that also constitutes the muqaddamat, the introduction to zina. Such a lady is immoral, and so forth, and so on. So best is, you must remember, is no sense you are lashing, and you know, a dead horse. So if your wife is so desperate, she's fed up of you, she don't want to live with you, Allah alone knows who's right, who's wrong. Normally I tell people, both parties are wrong. You understood? So you can, at this 11th hour, tell her she must sever all ties with that person. That so-called nikah is null and void, and they're guilty of a major, major sin for doing all those things. And if you want to forgive her, you can forgive her, or otherwise give her talaq and get rid of her. Finish. Why should you keep such a woman who's prepared to tell you that I don't want to stay with you, I'd rather go sleep with somebody else? So you also must be a little bit sleepy Joe, you know, that how can you keep such a woman and so forth there. So rather get rid of her if what you are saying is the truth.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, can my children pay all our bills? They live with us and we are old now, Ustad.
100% Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta wa maluka li abik, that you, O son, and your wealth is for your parents. So meaning when they are old, and now you must remember, we can never ever repay them for what they did when we were babies, when we were infants, when we were growing up, all the sacrifices they made. So don't think, O O son, O daughter, that you are doing a favor to your parents. It's a duty you must do, and fulfill your duty with beauty, and say, O father, mother, all your bills I'll pay, and beside that I will still give you something, because I want your du'as. Yesterday I saw a person, I won't mention the name, and he was walking with his mother, you know. So I asked him afterwards, how old mother? He said 83, 84, somewhere there. I told him, du'a kulutuna hai. This is the time you must make the maximum of khidmat of your mother. Every du'a she should make for you, O son. Every du'a she should make for you, O beloved beti, daughter, is qabool and accepted by Almighty Allah. So our parents for us are never a burden. They are our source of pride and a source of happiness. Remember that.
I see the brother says, Mufti Saab, I really like you and I respect you and I like your program. But Mufti Saab, I'm fed up and I'm tired of this. My wife left me and took my son with her, with her 5 years ago. Mufti Saab, I've been paying maintenance, yet she denies me seeing my own son. She's quick to call me to say she needs money for this and that. But when he's supposed to come and see me, she makes excuses. She lies to him and says, your father doesn't have time for you. What must I do, Mufti Saab Ustad?
Remember, sister, if what your ex-husband is saying is the truth, you are guilty of such a sin. I'm quoting to you the surah, the chapter and the verse. And you must listen, Khan Kholkar Sunnah. And you, the husband, record this here. Or we will send you the podcast and then you can send it to her. Quran Kareem states in Tawallaytum, chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, in the 26 Subara, 26 Jews. Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22-23. In Tawallaytum, when you have power, authority. So she knows that the court gave her the child and she has custody. So she can always use the kuffar court and so forth for her benefit. In tawallaytum antufsidu fil earth. Now you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Watuqatti'u arhamakum. And you sever the family ties. So remember, ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah Ta'ala curses them. Curses them, deprives them of His special mercy. For asammahum, He makes them spiritually deaf. They will not listen to the truth. Wa'a'ama absarahum, make them spiritually blind. So you must remember, brother, the 100% you got right of visitation and so forth. So why you don't get a sharpshoot lawyer? She got somebody and that is how she got custody and she's using the trump card and so forth. So you must be the one that you must also say, fine, if this is the game you want to play, then I will also get a lawyer and I must get once a week or once in 2 weeks, whatever you want, that was visitation right and so forth. This is absolutely haram. She keeps on demanding from you, I need 500 rand, 1000 rand, 2000. But then when your time comes for visitation, she gives some fairy tale excuses. Obviously that is totally not on and totally haram and unacceptable. So may Almighty Allah guide everybody to the truth. Okay, let me give you the rundown because we're coming back to normal programming. 12 o'clock will be the news inshallah, and with brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter Mona Suleiman Katani, that how we can increase our Iman and Islam and A'mal and actions between 12 and 1, then 1 o'clock Zohar Azad, then 105 to 130 Surah Ahqaf chapter 46 verses 21 to 29, then 130 to 2 we go to the archive Surah Mu'minun verses 28 to 35, 2 to 3 current affairs with brother Yusuf Ali, 3 o'clock to 3:35 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mona Arafat and myself. Then 3:40 to 4 will be zikr and anashid and du'as and so forth. 4 to 5 will be the spiritual power that lies in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak by Mona Ridwan Kaji. And then 5 to 7 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub inshallah. And then 7 to 7:30 the repeat of today's tafsir of Surah Ahqaf verses 21 to 29. 7:30 to 8 Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10 brother Shafat Ahmad Khan with medical file and pertinence, you must remember. So that is our program from now right till 10 at the evening. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Up next, the 12 o'clock news with Haji Sulaiman Esop.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.